It was 200 years ago today when delegates from across the Alabama Territory made their way to Huntsville. They were gathering for a constitutional convention to draft a document that would make Alabama a U.S. state. The document they came up with, along with the five constitutions that followed it, are back in Huntsville where it all began. APR Stan Ingold has more on the historic display of Alabama's founding documents.
All right, countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Officials cut the ribbon in front of a gathering crowd to officially open the We the People, Alabama's Defining Documents exhibit at the Huntsville Museum of Art. Curious history buffs make their way around the exhibit, looking through the glass at the collections of parchment. What they see are the documents that made Alabama possible.
All six of Alabama's state constitutions and the 1861 Ordinance of Secession.
That's Steve Murray. He's the director of the Alabama Department of Archives and History. He says the process of putting this exhibit together started 5 years ago. He says they wanted a special way his department could focus on the state's bicentennial.
We wanted to think about how the archives could put at the forefront the important documentary history of Alabama. And there's nothing more fundamental to our state's history than the constitutions that have shaped our government and governed the relationship of citizens to the state and of the state to the nation.
The Ordinance of Secession Murray is talking about is the document that broke Alabama away from the Union in January of 1861, 3 months before the start of the U.S. Civil War. Murray says these pieces of parchment are more than just governing documents.
Together, they are the documents that tell the history of Alabama and of the forces that shaped each of those documents at the respective times that they were drafted.
Murray says there's a lot people can learn by studying the constitutions and the Ordinance of Secession.
There are some persistent themes that run throughout that history, and we can look back to the founding of the state and talk about economic concerns. We can talk about racial issues that are fundamental to the society that was built here 200 years ago and how those things in tandem shaped the unfolding of Alabama's history, the conflicts that arose, the political agendas that developed.
The oldest of these constitutions is 200 years old. So getting them ready to be viewed by the public took some work.
So these documents have been in our care for over a century. They were in stable condition.
Scotty Kirkland is the director of exhibits for the Department of Archives and History. He says they had a goal in mind when getting the documents preserved.
Ensure that Alabamians 200 years from now can enjoy them and debate over them. These documents all underwent extensive conservation.
That is where Katie Boodle comes in.
I'm an associate paper conservator at the Northeast Document Conservation Center in Andover, Massachusetts.
She says there were a lot of complicated steps in the process of preserving Alabama's documents, and not just because the paper is old.
Most of those involved the way that each of the sheets of parchment were joined together, some of the ribbons that were connecting the 1819 were fraying, and then some of the ink was problematic.
That ink is something called iron gall ink. It's the same ink the Founding Fathers used to write the Declaration of Independence.
It is a very common historical ink, mostly because it was made primarily from tree galls, and then something known as green vitriol, or as we now technically know it, as iron sulfate.
So basically, in plain English, tree galls are growths on trees that contain an acid that's used to make the ink. Boodle says the problem was the recipe. There isn't a set one for this kind of ink.
They were kind of mixed together to make this pulpy mass. Water, vinegar, or wine was then added to dilute it, and then a binder of gum arabic or some sort of tree resin was added to kind of hold the whole thing together.
While it was a difficult task, Boodle says it was one she was glad to undertake.
It was a lot of fun. They're a format that we really don't see too often. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know how prevalent the format is, but I know I personally have never seen them outside of a trip to the Houses of Parliament, their archives there.
The preservation process was not cheap. The year-long project cost right around $150,000. The money was appropriated by the state legislature. Then there was the actual process of moving the documents from Montgomery to Huntsville. Scotty Kirkland says they had fun with that as well. They used a police motorcade.
So the motorcade happened because, of course, we wanted to have the documents securely shipped from Montgomery to Huntsville. And so as we talked to other state agencies, including ALEA, we were really interested in having a motorcade. Our Board of Trustees got involved. They came up in quite a bit of style.
Now that they're safely on display in Huntsville, Kirkland says he hopes the documents will spark conversations between visitors, both young and old, about where Alabama has been and where it's going.
And I think some of the things that have happened in the name of the bicentennial in education over the last 3 years has been tremendous. I have a young son, and he's more interested now in history than he was before, and I think that's where the real lasting effect will happen.
Steve Murray thinks that is exactly the kind of opportunity that they have set up.
These documents will be around 200 years from now, and that means that descendants of the people here today will be able to come back generations in the future and have this same interaction with these incredibly important documents.
For now, the exhibit is on display at the Huntsville Museum of Art. Murray explains what's next for the collection.
So we'll be on display here for about 6 weeks. They'll go back to Montgomery and go into storage for a bit of a rest because we try to minimize extended periods of exposure to light and handling for these documents. In November, they'll be installed again at the Department of Archives in Montgomery. And so we'll have about 2 months of a repeat of this exhibition in Montgomery.
I'm Stan Engold, APR News in Huntsville.